Hi, this is Daniel Garb the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. One of the nice things about Toronto is the huge variety of people, music, sports, and culture. Imagine what mashups they can generate. Well, I just saw a show called Opera Mania, which combined actual opera singers from Opera Review and genuine tag team pro wrestlers together. We were literally in ringside seats, arm's length from fighters body slamming to the romance of Carmen's Toreador and opera singers bouncing off the ropes while warbling flawless arias, all on a real live wrestling ring. Never in my life have I ever seen anything like that. This week, though, I'm looking at three new movies that played at TIFF this year and are finally being released theatrically. There's an action thriller set in 70s Brazil, an historical drama in Elizabethan England, and a rom-com set somewhere this side of heaven. The Secret Agent, written and directed by Kleber Mendonça Filho. It's the 1970s in Brazil. Marcello, played by Wagner Moura, is a bearded, bushy-haired prof heading north from Sao Paulo, where he's lived for many years, to Recife. He's trying to keep a step ahead of the authoritarian government's agents and to make sure his son is being safely taken care of. What he doesn't realize is a pair of ruthless hitmen have been hired to rub him out. He shows up at Dona Sebastiana's home, an older woman that who has transferred her place into a safe haven, where political activists like Marcello, dissidents, leftists, refugees from Portuguese-speaking Angola, gay men, and other persecuted individuals can find a safe place to hide. Because of the importance of secrecy, they only use code names, and everyone feels a bit wary of strangers. Marcello changes both his name and his look from hippie to clean cut with an official-looking mustache, and lands a job at the highly corrupt local police force. They take a liking to him and place him in a plain view at the station. He uses his job to look for his late mother's missing papers to clear up a long-held mystery. He also gets to see his son, who is secretly staying with his late wife's dad, who runs a movie theater. Can Marcello secure his son's safety, discover his family's history, and keep his identity a secret from the two men who want him dead? So The Secret Agent is a taut action thriller set in 1970s Brazil before the fall of the military dictatorship. Always exciting and fast-moving with a complex plot, it's full of disguises and bugs and lurid newspaper headline chase scenes and shootouts. Lots of blood. The plot is revealed both through flashbacks and flash forwards. Strange scenes where unexplained present-day researchers are looking through old files to find out what really happened in this case. Wagner Moura is a total movie star who switches identity more times than you realize over the course of the film. Great, great, great. Now, I can't help comparing this to last year's stunning Brazilian drama, I'm Still Here, also set during the dictatorship, but very, very different movie. This one is mainly there for the entertainment, sort of an I'm Still Here light. But this is not a complaint. I loved this movie. Eternity, co-written and directed by David Frayn. Larry and John, played by Miles Teller and Elizabeth Olsen, are a happily married elderly couple heading to a grandchild's birthday party. Sure, they argue all the time, but that's mainly because they know each other so well. And they also have to deal with Joan's cancer. But at the party, when Larry chokes to death on a pretzel, he suddenly finds himself in a strange new world. It's like Grand Central Station there, with trains departing every few minutes. Is he in heaven? No, it's a way station called The Junction, where you choose where to spend eternity. And to help them with that decision, there's a convention space at The Junction with hundreds of booths, each catering to specific tastes. Maybe like museums, or the great outdoors, or lying on a beach, or maybe you want to spend eternity as a tourist in 1960s Paris, where everyone speaks English, but with a heavy French accent. There's something for everyone, and you have a week to decide what you want. But Larry wants to wait for Joan so they can choose a place together. Anna, played by Divine Joy Randolph, is his AC, that means afterlife coordinator, who is supposed to help him on his way, but she doesn't approve of him sticking around. Luckily, he finds a sympathetic ear in Luke, a handsome young bartender, played by Callum Turner, to whom he pours out all his troubles. He finally consents to leaving the junction when all at once he sees Joan is just arriving, and she's young and beautiful in her early 20s. Larry is in the body of his 35-year-old self. Apparently, when you die, you revert automatically to your favorite age. Now that all his troubles are solved, he's ready to leave with Joan, but not so fast. Joan, it turns out, was married before she met Larry, and her first husband died in the Korean War. And it just happens that her late husband is none other than Luke the bartender. He's been waiting for Joan in the junction for 60 years. So will Joan choose to spend eternity with Larry, her longtime partner, or with her first true love? Okay, Eternity is a fantasy rom-com with an unusual view of the afterlife. It's a high-concept movie with a simple question. Should you choose a lifelong partner or your passionate lover? And there are a few fun parts. I like the cheesy convention center, the commuter train motif, the archives they visit. No spoiler here. But they don't do much in it. They don't do much with it. It devolves into a very basic rom-com, barely exploring the potentially fun aspects of this plot. A former teen idol, Miles Teller, plays his role as a grumpy old man trapped in a younger man's body, but he does it in a most unappealing way. Callum Turner as Luke is also uninspiring, and while Elizabeth Olsen is better as Joan, as their object of interest, there's still not much to go on. Divine Joy Randolph and John Early provide much-needed comic relief as the ACs, but they can't rescue a boat that's already sank. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't want to spend eternity with any of them. Hamnet, co-written and directed by Chloe Zhao. It's England in the late 16th century. Will, played by Paul Mescal, is a part-time tutor expected to follow in his family business as a glover, but his dad is nasty and cruel, so he wants to get as far away from them as he can. One day, he meets a young woman named Agnes, played by Jessie Buckley, like no one he's ever met before. She's a witch and a healer who knows how to make poultices and tinctures, and she carries a trained falcon on her arm. She knows all the secrets of the forest, including the sacred caves and the ancient trees, knowledge that's passed down to her over generations. She's suspicious of Will's worth at first, but eventually he proves his love, they marry and have kids. And although he spends much of his time in the city, when he's home, he loves playing with the twins, especially his son, Hamnet, whom he teaches how to defend himself with a wooden sword. So Will and Agnes are crushed when Hamnet succumbs to the plague while Will is away. How will they deal with the death of their young son? Hamnet is a lovely, rich, and extremely moving film about William Shakespeare, his wife, and the death of their son. It's based on the novel by Maggie O'Farrell. It starts off as a slow-moving historical romance with lots and lots of details about daily life in Elizabethan England, you almost think, what's the point of this movie? But wait, then it turns into an amazing emotional story culminating in a no-holds-barred performance of Hamlet on a stage, which Will wrote about their son. He's Shakespeare. Noah Jupe, the actor, plays Hamlet in the play in the movie, and he's the real-life brother of Jacoby Jupe, who plays Hamnet. Paul Mescal is appropriately restrained as Will, but Jessie Buckley holds nothing back. She puts her heart and soul into this role. If you're not gushing tears by the end of this movie, I don't know what to say. Hamnet is a must-see. Secret Agent, Eternity, and Hamnet are all playing right now in Toronto Checker local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and at my website, culturalmining.com.